In every human being, there is a place where it's totally still, content, free, where there is no time. That is for sure. For everyone is connected to everything. But not being in touch with it gives restlessness, uneasiness, confusion, fear, doubt, questioning, worry, stress. And depending how far you are from it, the more confusion. The closer you are, the more peace. Totally connected, only peace. So now we are in silence, and for some people, it might be difficult because it's the unknown. Your whole life you've been just talking, acting, trying to behave like the society wants you to behave. You have forgotten yourself. That's why it is an uneasiness in you. Here it is to come back to yourself, to come back to that which is natural. Everything here is supporting it, the nature, the people, everything. So if that is what you are longing for, then it's easy. If that's not what you are after, then it will be very difficult. Now we will also focus on the breath, having rebirthing. And the breath is a special technique because it's like a bridge from the physical to the spirit. To breathe, you have to have a body. But the breath is nothing. And the breath always happens in the moment. And the whole art of meditation is to be in the moment, is to be present. So that's why it's always been a great technique to become aware of your breathing, to become aware of your breath. And also, just a little bit experimenting, a little bit awareness, you can start changing your own energy, your own mental state with the breath. If you are totally in your mind, in your head, then the breath is hardly going at all. It's very shallow because your whole attention is on your mind, is on your head. Then the body will also have a certain kind of tension. If you go become more conscious of your body, your belly, your heart, your well-being, and using the breath consciously allowing yourself to breathe deeper, allowing the self to open up your chest, your belly, your solar plexus, your throat. Then just the breath will do miracles. But normally people are so unconscious that they are not aware of what is close to them. The closer is the most difficult to see. So the breathing is very mystical because it is there but it's not there. It is like a bridge from the material to the non-material. And it's always happening now. And all meditations is just slowly, slowly trying to bring you back to that natural state, to that original state. So you are present now. And it's very easy here because here is the right climate for it. I just want you to tune in to the right channel, and especially the new people, because I know when you come from different places, different life situations. And everything will be new. So allow yourself to start tuning into what is happening here. Then much can happen that you could never dream about. But you have to be available. You have to be open to yourself. You have to be open to what is available. You have to get out of your own way. And you have so much stuff with you in your mind, tensions in the body, that just ask them to leave now. You don't need them here. I promise you, you won't need it here. And also I will promise you that they will wait for you when you leave. Even if you are so lucky to have free a few days, most probably they will wait for you down by the highway. Because you need awareness to stay present. Because you have mostly functioned without awareness. So you have to practice to come back. You have to start focus your direction back. Know your whole life energy has been going out. My suggestion is that consciously start facing back, getting to know yourself. Also, the silence can be very unsettling for some people because it's very new. But why? Silence should be the natural thing. And if you understand, then it can help a lot. Because now you have time and the opportunity to feel yourself, which maybe you never have done. Observing yourself what is really going on in your life, who you really are, how you really feel, how you really think. You don't need to focus on the other. You should keep your attention on yourself. Become more conscious how you walk, how you sit, how you eat, how you listening, how you observe. Bringing awareness into every side of your life. Any moment is an opportunity to become more conscious. But you have to be involved. You can't be a spectator. You can't look from the outside. You have to jump in. You have to have this awareness, this click inside, that yes, now it's the time that I can be more conscious. Welcome to Satsang. Buddha and all the Buddhas said, but Buddha for 2,500 years ago, he said, if you want to find peace, if you want to be free, if you want to be clear, then go with those that has clarity. Go with those, find those who have peace, if that's what you want. This is the first step. If you don't want any more chaos, you have realized that your life is a mess, don't go with people who are messy. Don't go with people who are confused. First insight, most people, they don't even see that. Then find somebody who has peace. If you don't have that, live by yourself, he says. The worst thing is to be with unconscious people, to be with people who can't see. Then, if you want to wake up, much better be by yourself. Then you can walk your own path. Much better than that is to find other people also who wants to wake up. And the best if you find somebody who is already awakened. That is the easy way. Meditate on it. In my experience, these people talk the truth. Aum Shanti. No, even the birds are singing. misterio. Kabir says, O deluded mind, be conscious how much you load upon yourself. Stay light, don't overload yourself, otherwise your neck might break. O deluded mind, be conscious how much you load upon yourself, because you are doing it to yourself. Wake up, what are you doing? Can you really handle what you are doing? That is the situation to so many. You can't handle it, but you have no conscience. So you're going on and on and on and on till your neck breaks, till you can't take it anymore. Be a little bit aware what you are taking on you, what you are carrying. O my deluded mind, be conscious of how much you load upon yourself. Stay light. Stay light. Be very light. Don't get involved unnecessary. Don't load yourself unnecessary. Don't overload yourself or your neck might break. If you are hungry, eat now. Ahead, there is no food, no food shops. If you are hungry, eat now. Ahead, there is no food, no food shops. What he means is that now you are alive. Not only you are alive, you are sitting in satsang. You are listening to Kabir. You are listening to an enlightened one. Wake up. Know if you are hungry, eat now. When you are dead, it's too late. If you are hungry, eat now. Ahead there is no food, no food shops. If you are thirsty, drink now. Further on, the lands are waterless. Further on, the lands are waterless. You're going into the desert. Drink now. Says Kabir, don't become a victim of unconsciousness. And everybody is a victim of unconsciousness. Become more conscious. Become more light. Become more aware. And you will have a full stomach, a full heart, and feel very light. And that is the right provision to take with you. It is so easy to become a victim of unconsciousness. Because in this world, who is conscious? And who is even telling you if they can? Because it will hurt. To know the truth, to hear the truth, in the beginning it will hurt. You know everything is not fine, but also you don't want to hear it. Beloved, I had such a clear dream with you. Tsumeru, you start dreaming with me now? Very good. You came in such a way to me, embracing me with all your love and friendship. In the end of the dream, we stood on the bus stop. But suddenly you started to run. I said, "No, Baba, Baba, you have to turn. Come back," as it was too much traffic to cross the road. And you came back. I was just checking you. If you are on guard, the master always has to check you. You have to speak up if you feel something. Don't you think? I could see it was too much traffic. But were you aware? Good, Sumer. Then you ran in another direction. And I ran after you. Without knowing what was happening. Yeah, that's how I had to catch you off guard. You just come in the energy. You don't know what's happening, but at least you run after me. No, it's good. Let's see how this goes. Then suddenly you threw yourself out from a cliff. Then I stopped. It was too much for me. You stopped? Well, it's a good beginning. But you have to jump. You know that. But it's normal. In the beginning, it is too much and you stop. Then one day you jump, and we jump together. Suddenly you threw yourself out from a cliff, and I stopped. It was too much for me. Far down below, I saw you running, suddenly with another person. Because I had some people that I have jumped before. Just to show you, it's not so dangerous. You missed the fun. And then I called after you. But you threw yourself down, not to be seen by anyone. Because down on a lone land, I don't really like to go there so much. And they can't see me either. But you were above, you were still on the height, so you could see. But the people down there, they don't see. But I don't like so much the plains, the lowlands. I always been for the heights. The masses is on the plains. Very few people go in the mountains, in the heights, where it's dangerous, because you need awareness there. Just one step and you can fall. Till you learn the art of falling. Falling in grace. But then you have to become fearless. When I turned to run, suddenly there was a person running after me, trying to catch me. And in that moment, I woke up. You have to run. till you jump with me. Know what you're going to do. It's no escape. Either you have to run or you have to jump. And I can see in your eyes you're attracted to jumping. That's why this happened in your dream. And that is good. And I still have this warm feeling of coming closer. And at the same time, a wake-up call about awareness and trust. I love you, Sumeru. Yes, it is. And you are coming closer because now you start relaxing. You are finding more rest. You are finding more trust. You are feeling more love. Then it can go into other dimensions. That's why it's happening now in the dreams. It's more etheric, not so physical. And many things can be shown there. Very good. Very good, Sumeru. But then I have put some good people in your house also then. You have both chocolate and the vodasi there, so that's good. They have already jumped. You are a man, don't lag behind. You see what happened, that's how you see, that's how you get trust. Devadasi, you've been outside, see? Huh? In Norway with Mangala and Rishi. That's good. You know, after beloved, when I met this new friend on the trip, immediately he asked, "Can I go to satsang with you? Please, please." So I could not resist. With much love, yours, Devadasi. That's good. Why should you resist, Devadasi? You heard him and he's happy now. Now he's home. And you know, only after I started with satsangs, then they started making this troll, meditating trolls. He used the opportunity because so many tourists are in and out. As soon as he saw he could recognize something, "Please, please take me to satsang. Can I come with you?" Yes. Swami Dhyan Troll. You see, Trinidad, Devadasi, she has this still. That's how it goes when you're around me. Anything else you want to say? That's the best. Just silence, blissful silence. The whole attention is in. That's how it should be in satsang. Just soaking it up. Come to Bhavansa, very good. It's a long time since I've been sitting like that. May everyone be happy and peaceful. Aum Shanti.